listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Pompeii, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds, and we are a radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our pastors are Thomas and Teresa Robinson, and our church is located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our service time, Sunday at 11, Tuesday at 7. We totally invite you to please come out. You're welcome. Join us at one of our service times. We'd love to meet our listeners. You might come as a visitor, but you're going to leave it family. I am Minister Andre Jordan, just in the studio today representing VIP in the Kingdom Sound broadcast. Glad to have you with us. Thankful for the platform that God has given us with WMIE, WWBC radio station. The Lord is good, and we are excited about Jesus. We're excited about what he's done. We're thankful to God for a brand new year, his mercies, his goodness. I pray that it's going well in your life. I pray that your year has started off full of the blessings and the favor of God. Despite however and whatever you're facing, may you know that the Lord is good. May you know that the Lord is your source. May you know that the Lord is your strength. Father, we thank you today for the opportunity to be on the radio. I pray that you would bless and encourage your people. Father, that you would touch in each and every one that needs a touch, a special touch from you. May you make the Word of God come alive in their hearts and more real to them than anything that they can see in this natural world. Father, we pray that the Word of God goes out with anointing and power. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Today I just want to talk about who we are in Christ. And I was thinking about our name and how our names are important and how each of us has maybe unique names, middle names. Sometimes names have meanings, symbolic meanings. There usually is a meaning behind a name. And I was thinking about the Lord and how when we come to Christ and he changes our lives, and if our name was Old Raggedy Dog before we came into Christ, he washes us. And we think about the people in the Bible, how he changed their names from Abram to Abraham, from Sarai to Sarah, how he changed Jacob's name to Israel, and Gideon, his name is Gideon, but he called a mighty man of valor. His name was Simon, he called him Peter, upon this rock he built his church. So a lot of times our names are important. Our names have weight. There's a meaning behind it. A lot of times names were given and the child, it's almost like it was a declaration of what you would achieve or could achieve or what you would excel to. But I want to say today that in Christ, we all come to Christ and we receive a new name. We now have a name, a blood-washed believer. We now have a name crucified with Christ. I'm thinking about the Bible. I'm thinking about the Word of God. And I was thinking about the name of our ministry. It's called Victory International Praise Ministries. And sometimes when we go through seasons, we feel like there has not been a victory. It's sometimes we go through hard seasons, but the seasons are for our making. There's times that God is making us. He's strengthening us. And while we feel our worst in the natural, while we hurt our worst, while sometimes our heart is ravaged and bruised and crushed and beat down. But God, if we could see what he's doing, it's like, let me use this analogy. It's like the old fashioned, what is it that kids would use? The little a cake baker thing. You put it in there and get a little cake. So sometimes at our worst moments and our greatest trials that we just feel like I've lost all ground, I just don't know. You know, that's how, because that's how sometimes the storms of life, they go over our heads like tidal waves. They go over our heads. The storms of life, the waves, they beat us down. But listen, in and through Christ, he has said you are more than a conqueror. And so a name I want to say to you today is the name more than a conqueror. You are more than a conqueror today. It might seem one way in the natural, but I need you to focus in the spirit realm. I need you not to be bothered or encumbered about the natural realm, but I need you to pray like Elijah prayed for a servant. God, open his eyes and let him see there's more that are with us than are against us. I want to say to you, you don't have to get excited about the news. You don't have to get excited about what you heard. You don't have to get excited about the prognosis. You don't have to get excited about the diagnosis. But I declare, if you will excite yourself in the Lord, if you will excite yourself in the Word, if you will run to the Word, God will cause you to come out victorious. Your name is victory today. Your name is, I have the victory through Christ Jesus. I have the victory in Christ Jesus. It does not matter who your enemy is. It does not matter who the foe is. It does not matter who the betrayer is. It does not matter who your attacker is. It does not matter who your abuser is. Can you speak the name Jesus? Can you call on the name of Jesus? Sometimes we're filled with the information about the storm. We're filled with the information in the news about the trial. We're filled with the information in the news about the betrayer, the abuser, the attacker, the guilty party. Sometimes we're filled with their information. We've read everything about it. We've looked it up over. But how much information do you have about Jesus? How much information do you have about your source? How much information do you have about your resource? How much information do you have about your Savior? How much information do you have about your deliverer, your King of Kings? How much information do you have to use against what the enemy is throwing you? So we've got to realize it's important that we hide the Word in our hearts. It's very important, because listen, you gonna need this Word later. It's called preparation. It's important that we be intentional, that we be prepared, that we be ready. Why? Think about the military, how they have the reservists. They might not be active duty. They might not be fully enlisted men, but they practice and they drill and they meet and they prepare so that when the call comes, they can dispatch and they are ready and they are of use. Are you ready today? Your name is victory, I declare in Jesus' name. Your name is overcomer, because through his power, through the anointing of God, through the Holy Spirit, you and I today are able to conquer and we're able to win. And not only conquer, but the Lord declares we are more than a conqueror. I declare the more than God today to you. I reveal to you the more than God today. The God that enables us to do, be more than a conqueror. To conquer that thing to the point that it'll never rise up like that against you again. That is who you and I are today. We are victory. We have the victory. We are more than victorious through Christ. Now, in the natural, the enemy is always trying to focus our attention on something other than the victory. The enemy is always trying to cause us to look away from God and get our attention on the problem, get our attention on woe is me, get our attention on what we're going through. It's a strategy. It's a strategy of the enemy. He's full of tricks. He's full of strategies. He's full of things that he's been using against man since the garden. Deception, deceit, lies, no truth. But when we determine, I'm going to focus on the word of God. I'm going to focus on what the scripture says. When the enemy brings up a word, we go to the scripture. What does the scripture say about this word? What does the scripture say about this situation? What does your word say? I got another question. And do your words match the word? Do your words align with the word? Do you say what God says about the matter? Do you say what your girlfriends say about the matter? Do you say what your family members say about the matter? Do you say what your coworkers say about the matter? Child, if I was you, I wouldn't. But what does the word say? What does the word call you? Is your language in alignment with the word? Is your language communicating what heaven is communicating? Is your language communicating what will cause the angels of God to hearken to the word of the Lord and to dispatch and to go aid and assist and perform, cause that word to be performed? What is your language saying? Does your language say something other than victory? Is your language saying defeat? Is your language saying throw in the towel? Is your language saying hold up the white flag? What is your language saying? God is saying, I called you victorious. I called you the victor. I called you the head. I called you not the tail. I called you above only. I called you not beneath. I said that no weapon would prosper. What are you saying? I called you redeemed. I called you the healed of the Lord. I said with my stripes you were healed. What are you saying? What are you confessing? What is coming out of your mouth? You know how people smoke cigarettes and smoke is coming out of their mouth? What is coming out of your mouth? What is coming out of your mouth? Is your mouth speaking life? Is your mouth speaking death? Is your mouth speaking words that bring light, that call light? The Lord said in Genesis 1:1, but he called for light. He said, let there be light. Are you calling for the light of God's word? The scripture tells us that the entrance of the word of God, it gives light. It's like a lamp. It lights up our path at his entrance. The word comes in and boom, the light just came on. So we've got to make sure our language, our words, our communication, our response is in alignment with the word of God, and it brings light to the dark situation. You don't have to stay in the dark. I don't have to stay in the dark. Not when we're full of the word of God. The word of God in our mouth is a light. Boom, somebody just lit a match in here. Who was that? Boom, somebody just turned on their a lighter in here. Who was that? Somebody just turned on a candle in here. It was the light of the word coming out of my mouth as I proclaim what the word said, as I proclaim what Jesus said, and I begin to destroy the tactic and the strategy of the enemy. I begin to destroy with my mouth, because my mouth releasing the word of God is like me dropping down a nuclear bomb. Boom. Blow all of it up. Blow all of these lies up. Blow all of this attack of the enemy up. Blow all of this sickness and disease up. Blow all of this, because the word works and the word does not fail, and the word is powerful. The word is sharper than a two-edged sword. It's going to get to the heart of the matter if you use it. We were talking before about the word being the master key to life. It can open up what looks closed. It can open up through the power of God. He'll cause that word to open up where there was closure, where there was no admittance, where everybody said no, all doors were closed to you. You couldn't find a door to open. But the word of God, that master key, it is not picking the lock. We're not pickpockets. We don't have to pick a lock. But it's the Lord and his word and his power. It's mighty. The word is mighty. It opens. It opens. We think about Christ and how he would appear. He didn't even need a door. He just, boom, he was in the room. The word is in the room today. The word is in the room to do miracles. The word is in the room to break yokes and bondages. The word is in the room to set the captives free. The word is deliverance. The word is healing. The word is faith. The word is wisdom. The word is might. The word is strength. The word is favor. The word is grace. The word is everything we need. The word is provision. What do you need that the word cannot, that the word is not the answer and the solution and the remedy for? There is nothing we need that the word is not a remedy for, that the word is not a solution for, that the word cannot answer. We answer by the word today. Let us be like King David's. Let us smite the Goliath in our lives with the word of God. Let us come after the Goliaths in our lives with the word of God. We come in the power and the strength of the Lord of hosts. We come in the power and the strength of his word. Arm yourselves with the word. Arm yourself. Let the word of God be in your mouth. Let it not depart. Let the word of God be filled in you. Be filled, I pray, with his word today. We've got to eat it. What is our favorite food? What is our favorite dessert? What is our favorite candy bar? What is our favorite snack? All of it pales in light of the word. In all of our eating, get the word. In all of our getting, get an understanding. The word brings understanding. It is so important today because the word declares we have victory. And we want to see the victory. We want to see ourselves being victorious. We want to see the word of the God, word of God, be like a hammer and break and knock in the head the enemy and knock him out. Do you know in the boxing ring, we can knock out the enemy with this word? The Bible tells us how Jesus of Nazareth was out fasting 40 days and 40 nights. And afterwards, when he was famished, very hungry, 40 days and 40 nights of no food, famished, hungry, but full of the strength of the Lord, filled of the anointing of the Lord. His flesh was subdued, and now that flesh was like tummy was growling. He could eat a little something, something. But the word of the Lord tells us, along comes the tempter. Along comes the enemy, Satan himself, to tempt him, to try to tempt him. Oh, but Jesus was full of the word. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And so when the tempter came, he saw him a mile off. After he finished speaking, laying out his juicy tidbit of temptation, Jesus said, "It is written." He knocked him in the head with the word. Bam. He tempted him again. Jesus said, "It is written." Bam. Knocked him on the other side of the head again, using the word of God. He came to him one more time. Let me try. Number one, failed. Test number two, failed. Test number three, Jesus didn't fail. Satan failed. He was not successful. Came to him again on the third time. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Well, you know, you could, if you do this, he said he'll give his angels charge over you. Why don't you jump off? Why don't you do this? Jesus, boom, knocked him in the center of the forehead the third time. Bam. It was a TKO, and Satan said, "Let me pack my bags and get out of here." Then Jesus ain't playing with them boxing gloves. And that is what the Lord has called us to do. He's called us to walk in victory. Why are we not walking in it? Why are we not successful? Why are we taking down? Why are we not opening our mouths when the enemy presents anything to us? Why are we not giving him the same TKO that Jesus did? We have the power. We have the authority. We fear and reverence God. We don't have to be afraid of the enemy. Our name is victory. Our name is overcomer. Our name is more than a conqueror. Our name is heavyweight champion in the word. Come on now. That is who the Lord wants us to be. That is who the Lord has called us to be. Use his name. Use his keys. Use his word. Unlock what's lawfully yours. With our house keys, with our car keys, I own this house. Bam. We'll bust the door open with our foot if somebody try to lock us out of our property. Why aren't we doing the same thing with the things of God? The enemy is trying to lock you out of what God has legally given to you. You are an inheritor. It's in the will and testament that you possess this. This belongs to you. But here comes the enemy trying to lock you out of what's rightfully, legally yours in the court of heaven. Use the key of the word and unlock what God has already released and given to us. I'm not illegal. I own this right here. You can't take me to the court. You can't call the cops on me. I own this. My name is on the lease. Your name is on this inheritance. It belongs to you. What the Lord wants you to do is rise up in the word, fill yourself in the word, that you can possess your land, that you can possess what he has given you, that you would drive out all of the inhabitants, drive out all of the demonic spirits, drive out everything that opposes God, drive out everything that opposes God's word, drive out everything that comes to contaminate, that comes to make us impure, that comes to bring offense, that comes to bring foolishness from the enemy. Drive that out and stand up in who you are. Stand up in the victory Christ has won for you. Stand up in every benefit, Psalm 103, that he has provided to you. Stand up in everything that he's called, the assignment, the call, the gifting. Stand up in who he made you. Stand up, the call to be bold, the call to be fearless, the call to be voracious in God, the call to be a representative, the call to be a soldier, the call to be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. He's called us. He's called us by name. He called us victorious. He called us more than a conqueror. He called us an overcomer. I overcame. He said we could overcome like he overcame. He overcame the world. He overcame the shenanigans of the enemy. He overcame the trials and the storms of life. And you have too in Christ. Hold the ground he's won. Stand your ground in Christ. Hold the territory, that the victory that he's won for us. Hold your portion. All of us believers, we're standing and we're holding and advancing the kingdom of God. We're taking territory. We're not stagnant. We're not stationary, but we're getting this word in us and then we're moving out with this word. We're moving out like the mighty army that we are. We cannot neglect the word. We cannot neglect a time in the word. We cannot neglect meditating in the word. We cannot neglect prayer time, meditation time. We cannot neglect decreeing the word. We cannot neglect creating, making sure in our homes we have altars, the places that we invite the presence of God, and we cannot neglect to spend time with the Lord. Father, I pray today that you remind us, stir us up, that we'll desire to get with you. We'll desire to get apart like Jesus did. He would go up to the mountain place. He would go up to the mountain place so he could spend that time with God. He could spend that time with God, allowing God to fill him. We need that. We need to pursue God like never before so that we can be all that he's called us to be, that we can begin to see ourselves succeeding, being victorious, overcoming, coming, conquering whatever it is that's trying to oppose us. When we meditate on the word, we begin to see ourselves coming out of the storm. We begin to see ourselves going up higher in God. We begin to see ourselves winning, begin to see ourselves destroying everything that would try to attack us. We can see ourselves in the boxing gloves. We can see ourselves knocking out the enemy. We can see ourselves using the word. Can you see yourself in the armor of God with your swords out? Your swords ready to annihilate and destroy and chop asunder everything that look, move, speak, act, do against God. Can we see ourselves? The battle is not in the flesh. The battle is not even ours. The scripture tells us the battle is the Lord's. But we have to learn how to battle on a spiritual level. We have to learn how not to battle in the flesh, how not to go after people. We have to understand that the problem will never be people, but the problem is in spiritual, heavenly places, heavenly realms, spiritual realms, where the enemy and the fallen angels are desiring to take, to keep us out of the blessings of the Lord, to keep us out of heaven, to keep us out of what God has given to us, to keep us from getting our inheritance. And the same way in the natural, if somebody tried to take what was given to us or granted to us in an inheritance, we would fight them to the death. But God wants us to take the fight to the spiritual realms. He wants us to use them to declare his word. He wants us to realize that we fight with the word, not natural means. We don't fight flesh and blood, but we fight with the word of God. It's easy, but we just got to use it, and we got to know it. We got to have an understanding of this is how we fight. We fight with the word. We fight with prayer. We fight with decrees. We decree what the Lord has said. We say what he said. Let us all become little Simon Says's. What we saw Jesus do, let us do. What we saw Jesus say, let us say it. Let us put and apply the word of God in our mouth and release it and watch the word work. Let us release the sound of the word of God, just like they took down the wall of Jericho. They released an anointed sound as directed by the Spirit of God. Let us release the word into our atmosphere, into our workplaces, into our home, into our businesses, wherever we are. I pray that the lesson today, the word of God, the kingdom sound on victory, on overcoming, on being more than an overcomer, more than conquerors. Father, I pray that the word of God has hit the target on today. And I pray that those that were listening were blessed, were inspired, were revived, were just kind of rejuvenated to know, wait a minute, I'm not going to take this sitting down, but I'm going to knock the enemy out with the word of God. Bless and keep your people. Thank you for listening. We pray that you will walk in victory. Really quick announcement. Let me tell you about our marriage cruise that is happening March 16th through the 19th. Victory International Praise Ministries is offering a marriage cruise. It is for married and singles. To find out more information, just give us a call at 321-358-7455. 321-358-7455. God bless you and keep you. Walk in victory in Jesus'
name. Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You are in tune to 1510 AM WWBC, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville and the Beaches, FM 94.7. Help take